And now we continue our series with the directors of feature-length documentaries nominated for the Academy Award. Today, Wasteland, a film that follows Brooklyn-based artist Vic Muniz to his home country of Brazil and to the busiest landfill in the world, where almost 3,000 men and women make a living picking through the garbage of Rio de Janeiro.
What I really want to do is to be able to change the lives of a group of people with the same material that they deal with every day. And not just any material. The idea I have for my next series is to work with garbage.
Vic Muniz posed the pickers as the subjects of famous paintings, projected a huge image of that picture on a floor where he and the pickers used recyclable materials to mark the contours of their faces and fill in the shadows. Then he took those pictures to an auction house in London.
Lot number 272, the great work by Vic Muniz, Marat Sebastião, Pictures of Garbage, and we will start this at £10,000.
And that particular work eventually sold for $50,000. Lucy Walker directed the film and joins us now from a studio in Los Angeles. So welcome and congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you. Isn't it thrilling?
It is. It must be exciting after all of this work and all of this time. What does an Academy Award nomination mean?
For the people who've been sifting through garbage for recyclable materials, it means an awful lot. They suffer a great deal of ostracization in Brazil, even though the job that they're doing is a very important job of being environmental stewards. And as we see in the movie, they're so charming and so smart and so brilliant and so resourceful. They're the coolest people I've ever met in my whole life. But they suffer, you know, tremendously from prejudice and persecution, and it is a dangerous job that they're doing. The leader of the Association of Recyclables Materials Pickers, when he found out that we were nominated, was overjoyed and said, "I keep thinking that the clock's going to tick to midnight and I'm going to lose my shoes and things are going to go back to the way they were before the movie." And then he said, "But then I remember that they can never go back the same way, that this movie has changed everything for the recyclable materials pickers." And I must say that we're also really thrilled that on Oscar night there's going to be a special screen set up in the landfill, which is the largest landfill in the world, and everyone's going to be able to watch. And then my date, we just got a US visa, is going to be this president of the association, is going to come to Los Angeles this week and be my date for the Oscars, and everyone back home is going to be watching him.
There is a poignant moment in the movie where he and one of his other people in the association take out the go and collect the salaries for all the people who are picking out recyclable materials, and they're held up at gunpoint, and the $6,000, everybody's money is stolen.
And he cries and he says, "I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be here anymore." And he's a very positive character. Generally, you know, he's tremendously grateful for his life and excited about all that he's achieved. And he's a real wonder. And at that moment where he loses heart, it's really painful. But then his portrait is the one that's picked to be auctioned first in London, and he gets to go to London, and then his tears are of joy as the portrait is sold and raises lots of money, so much more money than they lost when they were held up at gunpoint. And so the story is very emotional and follows these amazing people who really, you know, have suffered tremendously. Life has not dealt them easy hands, and yet they're playing them, you know, with such grace and such, they're just a force of inspiration. And I must say, even today when I'm looking at the news every day, but perhaps at the moment especially, it seems like there's so much scary times and violence and all the things that we worry about in the world, this film is really, I must say, sort of a treasure in the trash. I mean, we didn't set out to make the most inspirational movie ever. It just sort of happened that way because this artist set out to make a difference, and boy, he really did. He really does change the lives of these people using the material that they work with every day, using this garbage.
Yet there's a debate in the film about how much this project changes the lives of its subjects, the people who pick out recyclable materials there in this unbelievable landscape of garbage in Rio de Janeiro. And there's a clip in the movie. It shows an argument between the director of the studio where they assemble these works, Fabio, Vic, and his wife, about the impact of the project.
In the beginning, I had the impression, and I think now this is wrong, that they were happy there.
And I think it has a lot to do with denial.
Well, I think that's exactly where you reach the point to think, should you take them to London? I think it's quite, it's a super delicate question, because like that, if you're starting to change them already, just bringing them to the other studio, just involving them in a different lifestyle in Rio, what's going to happen to them once you put them in a plane?
You're saying, oh, this is going to mess up with their minds. Well, maybe their minds need to be messed up with.
And this is a project that over a couple of weeks has already changed their lives, and it proves to change all of their lives indeed. Yet it also changes Vic Muniz's life too.
That's the wonderful thing. Yeah, it's not a one-way street, and life is good and complicated, and the story reflects that when Vic set out to change people's lives, of course, as all good stories go, his own life gets changed. And I must say, all of us making the movie experience the same thing. I think that we feel thoroughly transformed, and I don't say that lightly. I get annoyed with people when they say, oh, my life was changed. I look at them and I think, well, you look like the same person to me. But I must say that these people are really so incredible. I mean, for example, Tiao, you know, he's never been to school and he taught himself to read, and he picks Machiavelli's The Prince out of the garbage and teaches himself about leadership because he wants his community to have daycare and skills training. They don't want to be sex workers or drug traffickers. They need computers and they need sewage systems. And so he, is working so hard. We have Irma. The women in this movie are just incredibly resourceful and strong, and what they've been through in their lives, you know, will make your jaws drop. And yet how they've handled it is like a lighthouse in a dark night or a warm fire on a cold night. You just want to go stand next to it and wonder at how a human, you know, the dignity of the human spirit and the indomitability is just a marvel to behold.
We're talking with Lucy Walker, director of the Oscar-nominated documentary Wasteland. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Toward the end of the movie, Vic Muniz talks a little bit about how his life has changed. He said, I grew up poor. I grew up here. It's only through luck that I managed to become an artist. I could have been one of these people. I then went through a period where I had to justify the change in my life through a lot of material things. I'm now seeing things in a more simple way. And indeed, I gather that part of his life was that he relocated from his Brooklyn base back to Brazil.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's reconnected with his Brazilian roots and through the course of the movie, also gotten divorced. And actually, one of the things that's wonderful about filming is that you see his spectacular studio is filled with all the art books and all these incredible cameras. And when you spend enough time in the landfill, you get back to his, you know, spectacular apartment, and even his kitchen has, like, you know, 45 cool mugs and stuff. And it looks like so much junk, you know, and he looks sort of trapped by his possessions. And you think about how happy he had been at the end of the project in the landfill when he was really bonded with these pickers and having a real laugh and the joy of the creative community spirit that he experienced during the project. And he gets back home and is sort of lonely, surrounded by his stuff, and that prompts a big sort of realization from him. It's really cool. So, like, a lot of food for thought in this movie.
At least in the version of the film I saw, we don't learn about his relocation to Brazil nor about his divorce.
This has sort of happened subsequently. I mean, the movie premiered a year ago, so it's all happening pretty thick and fast. But, life keeps changing. We keep changing the updates at the end of the movie. And we've been through, like, three versions already because loads of really cool stuff has happened, particularly with raising loads of money. We've raised the money we continue to raise through all the film prizes we've been donating. And also we just had another charity auction. Vic's donated three more pieces, three more portraits. We raised $360,000 US more just last week for the pickers and all the great work that they're doing. They're actually closing the landfill now, so it's very important they have skills training.
Yes,
so
we hear about that, that the landfill is scheduled to close in 2012, and also that recycling will begin in Brazilian towns. That's what they're doing, removing the materials that we would recycle in this country. They're picking out of the garbage as it arrives at the dump and gathering it and selling it. But the role they play then in preserving, well, so much of the environment and a lot of other things. But what are they going to do in a year's time? And what's the future of their association when those recyclable materials are no longer being dumped?
Well, there's still, you know, the way the world is going, we're certainly not using less garbage, right? So nobody's opposing modernization of recycling. In fact, these people are at the forefront of progress and the, you know, the best possible recycling techniques. And one of the amazing things about Chow and his association is that when he's been traveling for the movie, for example, we were just in Berlin and next week in Los Angeles, he's visiting all the sanitation facilities and picking up all the best, most progressive techniques. So no one's opposing that. And there's a real role for these people who are tremendous environmental stewards and really know their stuff regarding garbage and recyclables in the future, in the more as the laws change and the machines change and Brazil sort of gets more up to date with its recycling techniques, these people can still have jobs, but it's also important that they have, as I said, more jobs. These are people who don't want to be sex workers, don't want to be drug traffickers, don't want to be begging or stealing, and when life got really tough and their options got really limited, they chose to work in the landfill, which in a way they're only in endangering themselves. They're not endangering or resorting to anything that's criminal or sort of dangerous. These are sort of the salt of the earth people, and they just have this wonderful attitude, and you realize that these are people that are doing the dirty work for the rest of us and suffering, as I said, a lot of prejudice and being ostracized, whereas in fact we should be really, appreciating and celebrating them. And one of the wonderful things about the film is I think it throws a spotlight on really our unsung heroes of the planet.
Lucy Walker, good luck on Oscar night.
Thank you.
Lucy Walker joined us from a studio in Los Angeles. She directed the Oscar-nominated documentary Wasteland. Our series on the Oscar-nominated Best Feature-Length Documentaries continues tomorrow. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.